Thank you for calling PA Health and Wellness.
Para continuar en español, oprima 8.
If you believe this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room. Our menu options have recently changed. Please listen carefully and select from the following options. If you are a member or participant, press 1. If you are a provider, 2. If you know your...
To check participant eligibility, press 1. Claim status, 2. Vision, 3.
Maria?
Okay. Please enter your NPI. You may also enter your Promise ID. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Please
you.
Enter your NPI.
I don't have an NPI.
Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. Please hold while your call is transferred.
Good morning. Thank you for calling PA Health and Wellness. This is Ashley speaking. May I have your first and last name, please?
My name is Shira, and I'm going to give W for the last name.
Thank you. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm just calling in about a mutual participant. We're just wondering about the authorization and where it was holding.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to help you with this. I may have your MPI, please.
So I have a tax ID. Can I give that instead?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Tax ID is 82284355.
And the name of the provider?
Family First.
Any good callback number?
It's going to be 267-550-7419.
Thank you. And just a friendly reminder, you can always utilize the provider portal at pahealthwellness.com for authorization inquiries. And if I may have the member's ID number, please?
So I have the Medicaid ID. It's 480-495-0840.
Participant's full name and date of birth?
It's going to be Jean Nichols, 093051.
Are you aware if the member has any other insurance?
I can check. I'm pretty sure that this is their insurance listed. I can double check, though. I apologize. I really believe it's them. Is she not coming up?
No, I was just asking if you knew if they had other insurance. If you don't know, that's fine.
I can check. Just bear with me.
Sure.
Okay. Let's just see here. Let me just see here. No, I just see PA Health and Wellness.
Thank you. Well, that's fine. I do show the participant is currently active, effective 12/1/21. Signed under LTSS Duo. And is it okay if I place you on a brief hold so the update is on the authorization?
Yes, thank you. And also, can you confirm that the agency is on the file for that authorization?
Yes, I sure can. Just a few moments. Thank you. Appreciate your patience. Just a few more moments, please.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate your patience. Just a few more moments, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for holding. Right, so the participants' past hours are still under review, so the authorization has not been built yet, but okay. The provider family first care is listed on the participants' care plan for personal assistance services.
Okay, is there a way that we can escalate that authorization?
Right, so it's still being reviewed. We're in the last days of it. So we have to wait until that review is completed in order for the off to be built.
I understand. Okay, thank you so much for that. Do you mind if I ask you about another participant?
Oh, sure, that's fine. Bear with me just a moment as I close this one up. Thank you for your patience. And is this also regarding an authorization?
Yeah.
Great, I can take the ID number.
Okay, the authorization is 480. I'm sorry, authorization, what did you add? The ID number, right?
Mm-hmm.
The 480-180-8538.
Participant's full name and date of birth.
Darren Pendleton, 09-14-85.
Are you aware if they have any other insurance?
I am not.
That is fine. I do show they're currently active, effective 4-23-25. Signed under LTSS Dual. And how can I assist with this member?
So I'm just waiting on that authorization.
All right, let's see what the update is. May I place you on another brief hold?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your patience. Right, so I do show the authorization on file.
Okay.
And you're unable to see it in HHA?
Let me see.
It does have a start date of 12/4/2025.
For our agency?
Yes, Family First Home Care.
Let me just see here. And let me just see 1 second. Okay, just bear with me 1 second.
Sure.
Darren. It's Pendleton. The first name is Darren. Let me just see. I'm not seeing.
Oh, so I see the issue here. The provider we have on file. It looks like the wrong MPI was provided. After looking at that MPI, the tax ID is also different. Does your facility have an MPI?
Let me see. 1 second.
Sure.
Let me just ask someone.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see here. Yes, I can give you.
Okay.
Let me just see here. Let me see. They're just All right. Okay, so I think you can try 189.125. 2755. So that's 189.125.2755. But I'm seeing here that the insurance usually can't find this. That's why it's easier with the tax ID.
I included the tax ID as well, as I didn't find it. It's 189-125-2755.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't able to locate with that MPI, but I did include the correct tax ID, 82284-3555.
Yeah. 355.
Okay. Right there with me, I'm going to send this over to our authorization team for correction. Just a few moments. Is it okay if I place you on another brief hold?
Yeah, take your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. Went ahead and sent that over to our authorization team. Turnaround time is about 48 to 72 hours.
Okay, amazing. And I guess we'll be in touch. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. And was there anything else I could do for you?
That would be all. Thank you so much.
Alrighty then. Did you want the reference number for the call?
Yes, I do. Let me take that down. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, so that is I-176-212-813.
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And were you satisfied with our call today?
Very, thank you very much.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for calling PL Pomona. You have a great day now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.